Love.
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 Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markrabe.
Discount. Discount.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of LSD, the Love, Sex, and Dating Show.
Your one-stop shop for advice, humor, songs that we randomly burst into, and yeah, a brother and sister relationship that you really didn't even need to know existed, but now you're kind of forced to deal with. That's us.
I think that's our USP. What do you think?
You know, USP, what does that even stand for?
It stands for the ultimate standing point. No, it does not. It stands for... You should Google it. You should know these things.
Unique selling proposition, unlimited sexual positions, like what?
Oh, I like that. Yes, it goes well with our theme.
You know, when I moved back to India, I couldn't get over how Indians love these acronyms. There are three-letter words for everything. I would get an email that was indecipherable. It would be like FYI, PFA, KYA for... no, not KY. Something. And I was just like baffled. I don't know what these things are. And it was like, here, your key responsibility areas, KRA, yeah, for your MG, whatever. And I was like, oh my God, you people, seriously.
Yeah, something like that would just give me a headache.
Yeah. So then you just came up with USP.
Business 101.
The other one that I loved
is STD.
And STD was, I told you about this, right? I had a friend visiting who was like, oh, STD Vandruby? What is this? No, my favorite one was Impex. I would like see all these places that said, you know, Lotus Impex or Global Impex. And I'd be like, what the hell is Impex? And I remember looking it up in the dictionary and not finding it. Like 5 years later, it finally dawned on me what Impex was.
Important something?
No, import export.
Oh my God.
It's Impex.
Only in India.
Totally, totally. Okay, sorry about the acronym detour, people, but we'll get back on track. Let's do love, sex, and dating. LSD.
Just FYI, this was Rogue's IDEA.
Right, another three-letter acronym, and we bring you LSD.
So, Rogue, tell me, what's new and what's exciting?
Well, I had a quasi-date this last week.
Ooh, tell, tell, tell.
So it was a quasi-date because it was not in my own city. And one of my criteria for having a relationship of any kind is physical and geographical proximity. I mean, you have to be in the same place, I think. So
I am glad that after so many years, it's finally dawned on you, because Rogue here is known for long distance relationship, or should I say LDRs?
I've only had three.
Only three and counting.
I know. What the hell is wrong with me? No, no, not counting, not counting. So it was a quasi-date because I met him. He was very cool. And what was even cooler is that somebody sort of crashed our date and he was okay with it.
What? Somebody crashed your date? What do you mean somebody crashed your date? Like your waiter sat with you?
I can't go into more details than that.
Hello, it's my break time. Mujhe bhi chai pila do.
Finally, we were having chai, but no. Yeah, so he was a good sport. And he's still in a different city. So that was exciting.
I see.
What about you? What have you been up to, Prem?
So I went to this very Indian dinner, and I took a friend of mine who is from here. She's American, she's Caucasian. And she's got like very beautiful blonde hair. She got these gray blue eyes. So I had taken her with me. And
wait, so was she the only non-brown person at your dinner?
Yes, she was.
Ah, nicely done.
So there were only couples. There were like five, six couples. And so the hostess asked me, saying that, oh, So, is there something serious with you guys? And I thought that you only like Indian girls. I didn't know you like the white skin. So I like within inside I like exploded with laughter, but I had to explain to her saying that, our bringing has been very liberal, and I'm not the kind of person who just goes by skin. It has to be with someone that I vibe with. And then I became aware of, like, what the hell am I justifying this to someone like that? So it was just funny. So that was a very entertaining yet boring dinner, but it was more business. It was more business than anything else. So I would say it was pretty successful. And at dinners like this, you are very grateful for the amount of alcohol that's served, because without that, I would have not made it through.
Social lubricant. Yes, exactly. All right, we're going to come back and talk about open marriages. Sorry for, like, this just is going on too long, and we really need to get to the crux of our show. So, open relationships. No, what did I say? I didn't mean that. We're talking about polyamory. What the hell is wrong with
Polly,
me?
what? Hello? Okay, let's take a break and come back and address this.
All right, ciao.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
And we're back.
Yes, we are. So you were talking about Polly, what?
Prem is playing the
William.
foil so that I can explain what we're talking about. Although he totally.
Yes, so you said something like a polyamor.
Totally knows what I'm talking about.
Knight in shining. Okay, fine, we're talking about polyamorous, but I want our audience to know what it is. So let's pretend like nobody heard that. And Rogue, will you please enlighten us and tell us what you're talking about?
All right.
Because I am on the edge of my seat.
So cute. Okay, polyamory is the practice of, or the desire for, intimate relationships where someone has more than one partner. So, but the key here is that.
That's like just a regular weekend for me. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. The key here is that all the partners know that there are other partners and consent to the fact that this person has other partners. So you're not
Oh, I
cheating
see.
on somebody
So,
like multiple times and keeping it secret when you're like out and proud about the fact that you are with multiple people and they all know about the fact that
I
you're with
see.
multiple people is polyamory.
So basically, you're saying that Don Juan was a polyamorous, and what people usually do is being a Chupa Rustam, where they do their business, they lie, and they keep it hidden.
Correct. And that's not the definition of polyamory. Polyamorous people are open about it.
Open about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So didn't we have a question from someone?
So we actually didn't. What I had was a conversation with someone.
Love. Love.
Love.
And
danger.
Who is monogamous. She's with one person at a time. And she's involved with someone who is polyamorous. And she's having a hard time dealing with being one of many.
Okay. Sorry to just cut you up, but did that guy, like, actually make a statement saying that, oh, by the way, I know we've been seeing each other, but I just want to let you know that I am polyamorous?
I think that might have actually come up much earlier. She knew what she was doing and thought she could handle it. And this is a common story amongst a lot of people who are monogamous and who end up with polygamous/polyamorous people, is that it starts out as a hookup where
Right.
you think that you're going to be fine, but then one person, usually the monomerous, I'm making up a word, I think, person develops feelings for the other person who is playing the field. And so she, I think, was fairly clear. She was just using me as a sounding board. And she also knows I was going to bring this up on the podcast. She totally said I should. The thing is, she seemed to know this was not sustainable. She was struggling with it. Now, as and when she figures out how to deal with it, it's different. But she asked us what Prem and Rogue thought of polyamory, because we had some opinions to share. And so we're just going to discuss it.
Right. So I just want to pick up from the point where you said that, you know, he was playing the field. Look, I don't know when this term, this fancy term came about, but I think it's just an excuse for any guy to just fuck around.
Ooh.
I mean, you hide behind these fancy words and basically you're a glorified whore. That's what you are. I mean, I'm serious. You just have given the ultimate excuse to be a douche. So it's a great escape for anyone, obviously mostly guys, where they'll hide behind this new terminology that's come about and say, no, I don't want to break your heart. I want to be with other women. I can't help it because, hey, I'm polyamorous. And what do you think? The girl is going to turn and say, oh my God, you're so cool. You're polyamorous. Wow. No, fuck that. I'm sorry, but according to me, that's a complete cop-out, and I just don't abide by that.
Okay, then. I feel like you're right in some ways, in a lot of ways, actually. But, you know, there are people who are not able to commit to one person, or they've come out of a relationship and they feel like they don't want to ever be with just one person again. And so they define themselves as polyamorous. But you're right, this is definitely a new trend. It used to just be called playing the field.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a coincidence. I mean, these guys have clearly been in a long-term relationship. They just now want to play the field. So they're going to hide behind something like this. Look, it's any guy's mentality. Like, why would you buy the cow when you get the milk free?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's just your excuse to go out there and do your thing, have fun, and then hide behind something like this and, you know, be all fancy.
Well, okay, fair enough. So I think basically the terminology has changed. I also think, though, that the motivation is a little better now. When you can say that you're polyamorous, you're putting it out there that the girl should not have or the boy should not have expectations from you, because you're putting it out there that you're not going to be committed to that person, right? So at least that part is sort of like honorable, maybe. What do you think?
I don't know. It's very debatable.
But Prem, you go on lots of dates, a lot of dates, and you're not exclusive with anybody. So do you tell people you're polyamorous? Do you consider yourself polyamorous? Or like, what if you didn't have this definition, what is your MO?
Okay. With me, it's actually pretty simple. At this phase in my life and where I am, I'm very clear about the kind of partner that I want to be with. And if I, you know, just see someone where, you know, it's nice, there's a lot of attraction, but I do know that I may not go the distance, I would actually make it very clear to the person, and I would not say something like I am polyamorous, because honestly, I don't think I am. Like, I have been in committed relationships, and when I say committed, I've been committed 100%. So I've proven to myself that when I do see something which is worth embracing, then I should have the knowledge, the courtesy to give it 100%. And I'm all for it. But till I don't feel that, then, you know, I'll be just fooling the other person and myself.
But then do you tell them that you're dating other people? And so I think the crux here is that they know, and that they consent to it. Now, I don't know if that means they know the names of everybody you're going out with, but they definitely know they're not the only one you're hooking up with or going out with. So in your case, is that what's happening?
So when I was going out with multiple people, I would not tell them about each other, just out of like respect. But if it came to it, and you know, I was put in a position where I had to be honest, I would be very honest and let them know that, you know, I like you, but this is all it's going to be. And then it would be up to them whether they walk away. Sometimes they would, which is absolutely fine, and I respect that. And there was no like you know, bitchiness from my side, or no malice or angst or anything. It would be just like as amicable as possible. And if they're fine with it, then they get it. Then, you know, it's fine, because at the end of the day, you know, people are, every human being is different.
Right.
And each one wants something different for themselves or from their partner. And I feel like it's very important to be honest. But I also feel there's a very thin line between being honest and then calling yourself a certain term that gives you this green flag, this green light to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, fair enough. So I think partly the intent might be different. From what I'm hearing from you, or maybe I'm just projecting because that's how I am. Every time I meet somebody new, there's always the hope for me that this person will be the one. But I haven't given up on it yet. I would really like that to happen. Sometimes they're not the one, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to let this person go while I'm looking for the one. So there might be multiple people happening at a time. But then if one turned into the one, I would drop all the others. That's my MO. That's my idea of how this should progress. And I suspect that's yours as well. Is that right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. While maybe somebody who's defining themselves as polyamorous is not looking for the one and is just like, oh, yes, blue and green and red, and I want a purple and I want a yellow also in my palette of colors. Mm. And then you have to decide whether you're okay being yellow in a drawer of different colors. And a lot of people aren't. I wouldn't be.
Yeah. But So it's my advice to your friend who actually, gave you the go-ahead to discuss this would be exactly that. Like, if she's okay being like a color in the drawer with different other color pencils, then it's fine. But if she wants to be the only color in that drawer, then she has to decide and, you know, go from there.
Right. And also, just to add, there are people who are polyamorous who believe. Now, these are not the people who are the cow milk opportunistic kind of people who do believe that you can love two people at a time. And there are models and successful relationships where there are four people in the relationship and it works for them. Or if you have an open relationship and you have two partners or three partners, and they really believe that they can give enough of themselves, but their partner's also okay with taking that much and giving that much. So I guess it's different strokes for different folks. But, you know, in our culture, which is very mononormative, it's not very accepted.
Yeah, so as far as our culture is concerned, you and I both know that we could have a long debate on that, because it's just a bunch of hypocrites with double standards.
Okay, then. I guess that's the final word on centuries of ridiculous patriarchy.
There you go.
But sure. Okay, we'll be back after this tiny break, guys. Don't go anywhere.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we are back.
Firecrackers and flowers and whatever people do for celebrations should happen right now. So, pray me.
Yes, Rogi.
Would you ever go out with somebody who is polyamorous? Let's turn the tables on you.
Okay. Well, that actually depends, because if I have a girl who says to me in those words that I'm polyamorous, then I'll ask her to fuck off.
Whoa.
But
with you or without you?
No. It's unacceptable. But
okay.
But if it's somebody that I'm just having a fling with, and she is someone I definitely want to have a fling with, then I don't, and it's going to be just that, then I don't think I would care, and I would ask her not to divulge.
But how do you know she wants to just have a fling with you, or you want to have a fling with her, until you've already like had this conversation, which may not be your first conversation?
That's tricky. It's very tricky. And I always say that until...
What if she tells you like on your third date and you really like her?
Ooh. Well, I would be very grateful that she told me on date number 3 and not date number 10.
Okay.
Because then I can decide what direction I want to go in. And it becomes very clear in my mind that, okay, great. This is going to be an excellent fling. And I know now that I don't need to develop any more feelings.
Yeah, I think honesty is definitely good. I would also want to know quite quickly.
Yes.
If that person was not open to being mutually exclusive at some point. And like just like you, I think if I was given that a choice and I felt like I could go on with it without getting attached, involved, and really keep an equal level playing field, I would. But in the long run, I don't think I could be with somebody who said, I love three women equally or not even equally, or five women and you're one of them. I think I'm a little addicted to being the only one.
Yeah, I agree with Rogue. I don't think that would fly well with you of all the people that I know. Yeah, I don't think that'll land well.
What are you saying? Oh, yeah. Wait, it happens to be true.
I'm saying that I wish the guy who does that or said that to you all the best. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you know, different strokes for different folks. I'm very clear about what won't work for me.
And, you know, I would like to put it out there and ask you guys what you think about being polyamorous, and would you be okay with it?
If that works for our listeners,
yes.
You know, we'd really like to hear from you, like how you've navigated that. For example, if you're a monogamous person with a polyamorous person or vice versa, you know, have there been challenges and pitfalls, which I'm sure there were, tell us. We would really like to know.
In case you guys want to reach us, I think by now you must have had it memorized. It is lsdcast@sonolog.com. And just reminding on the listeners that I said cast and not cast. So do write in, and we would love to hear from you.
Indeed. We're also on Twitter, LSDcast, where we don't just talk about the show. We also share random things like YouTube songs and everything that Prem and Rogue think of, and sex news and studies. Like, for example, WeVibe, the vibe company, the vibrator company, has been tracking your data. So you should know that. That was in the news, and we tweeted that today about how it's collecting. They're
bizarre.
Collecting data about the speed that you use your vibrator on and your temperature that you like when you're having sex.
So lovely.
You might want to think about smart devices. And for that kind of information, you should follow us on Twitter.
There you go. So that's it. You heard it first on LSDcast.
Yep. So join us next week. And until then, this is Prem and Rogue.
Signing off.
You've been listening to the LSDcast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating. With your hosts, Prem and Rogue.
A Sonolog production.